The story of Wilhelmina Geisler is a legend long told by the people of North Dakota, and I have been one of the tellers here in this radio space. I have called her the martyr mother of the German Russians. Her legendary profile belies the modest marker on her gravesite in the Ashley Cemetery. It has become my business to recount such legends, for during this calendar year I am designated historian in residence in German-Russian country, defined by the Tri-County Tourism Alliance as Emmons, Logan, and McIntosh counties. As I prowl the landscape here, my gas tank is filled by virtue of a grant from Humanities North Dakota. Briefly again, here is the tragic story of Wilhelmina Geisler. One afternoon in April 1898, husband Johannes was in the field plowing, and two daughters of the house were fetching the cows from pasture when the wind changed. A prairie fire thus turned to threaten the farmstead, where Wilhelmina was at home. The two daughters raced for the house, each grabbing the tail of a cow to speed progress. One of the two made it home safe. The other child, Anna, stepped in a gopher hole, fell, and was swept by the fire. Horrified, Wilhelmina ran to assist her stricken daughter, right through the flames. Mother and daughter both died of burns. One of the points I emphasized to the people of German-Russian country in talks such as the one I presented recently to a kind and cordial audience in Lehr is the necessity of investing the landscape with story. It is narrative that gives meaning to life in a place. It is narrative that appeals to visitors, the independent travelers who wish to experience real things in real places. So, to make this point to the people of Lehr, I told them, one more time, their own story, the story of Minnie Geisler, this time, for the first time, in the form of a ballad. One more thing you need to know to understand the ballad. A glazed clay bust of Minnie Geisler, crafted by Laura Taylor Hughes, the founder of Rosemead Pottery, reposes in an exhibit case in the McIntosh County Heritage Center. To Wilhelmina Bauer Geisler, Christian people, reach thine hand. Martyr mother of the German, Russian people of this land, thinking only of another, she sacrificed her life that day, as she was immortal mother, lives still in memory and clay. A prairie farm, McIntosh County, in April 1898, Wilhelmina and her Anna died in a prairie fire that day, while Johannes labored plowing, poor Anna fell to ground and lay. Courage and love her deed endowing, brave Minnie ran through fire that day. We sing the song of Wilhelmina, we view her visage cast in clay. There is a miracle that happens for believers, so they say. By her faithfulness engendered here for the people of the land, brave Minnie's cheek in cold clay rendered, curiously warms to touch of the hand.